Hi, beautiful people of the Gist with Naya podcast. You are welcome to another amazing episode on the podcast. And of course, my name is Naya and I am the host of this podcast. Trust you guys are doing amazing. I know it's been a long weekend for us because of the public holiday. So yeah, this is me saying happy Easter to you guys. Happy celebration to each and every one of you. I hope that you know, are having fun. Because, of course, I am. I literally came home for the festivities, you know. So I'm like, oh, let me just spend time with my family. And trust me, there is no place like home. Like, no matter how far you are from home, there is literally no place like home. You always want to come home, spend time with family, and just have a good laugh, eat good food, you know, just share love amongst each other. And that is exactly what it has been for me, and I'm really grateful to God for my family, and I'm also grateful to God for my friends and everyone. So yeah, on today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you guys one of the intriguing parts of my break, you know, from all the work and drama and everything. I'm going to be sharing it today, and that is about whispering palms. So I came home for the weekend, and my dad goes, oh, let's just go out. And we decided to, you know, go to Whispering Palms. Now, the last time I was at Whispering Palms was 2009, and I was in secondary school. It was an excursion. That was my first time ever in Badagry, even before, like, we moved down to this place. That was my first time in Badagry. That was my first time at Whispering Palms. And at the time, yeah, on getting there yesterday, at the time, they didn't have all the infrastructure that they have right now, you know, all the chalets and the chilling spots, all the plenty things I saw there. They didn't have it at the time because then it was just the zoo, the mini zoo, and then the museum that they had, and then the water side. So on getting there yesterday, I saw like a lot of things, and I was like, okay, this is good. This looks nice. This looks much more better. I mean, from what I can really, really remember, it was really an amazing sight. I wouldn't even lie. It was awesome. And first of all, Whispering Palms is a resort. For those of you who probably haven't heard about it before, or you don't even know about it, it's a resort founded by late Professor Olufemi Pierce in 1991. It dates way back, yes. And it is located in Iworo Ajido in Badagry. So if you haven't been to Badagry before, this is an opportunity for you to take time out, take a tour, and just visit Badagry and see how, you know, the place is. And just, trust me, Africa is a very beautiful place. And of course, Badagry is a very beautiful place. But, you know, people, you know, I can't blame anybody anyways, because the roads are bad right now. It's not so easy for you. And if you're going to come to Badagry, if you're not staying around the area, you have to like make time out for it, plan and prepare to, you know, sleep over and all that. So, but which is why you need to just take time out to come here, plan it well, and have all the fun that you want to have. So the name, according to the founder, came about when he went on a trip with his family to Kenya and Copper Belt. So apparently that was the name of the resort they visited. So he decided to name his own place Whispering Palms as well. Now, the place is really cool. First of all, the gate fee is quite affordable, you know. I mean, it was about 1,500 naira. So it's quite affordable if you want to go. I think for adults though, it's 1,500 naira. So I think for children it should be around maybe 500 1,000. I'm not so sure. I'm not a child, so I paid 1,500. Anyways, when you go in, it's a very scenic place, so there are lots of things that would catch your eye. There's a mini zoo, you know, although I found a few lapses in the zoo area, because the last time I went there, there were animals there and it looked really nice. It was really fascinating, you know, seeing animals and all that. But going there now, it's just not like, it wasn't catchy, you know. The animals everywhere just looked somehow, and I feel like that's something they really need to work on. I mean, they need to put in the work. Like, you know, it's supposed to be a fun thing for people to come, for even kids, you know, seeing animals they see in their workbooks and on TV, and then you having to come see them in reality and you cannot even see anything that catches your eye. I think it's something they need to work on. But aside that, they have a mini zoo with a few animals there. I think it was a monkey, a baboon, tortoise, tortoise. Well, all those things, they had like the mini zoo. And then there's a play field, you know, there's a place where you can play like basketball, lawn tennis, football. Then there's a mini golf course. And then there's a volleyball court. You know, they have these things. Then moving forward, you find the chalet where you can lodge. If you know you're not going to be returning that day, you can just pay for the chalet. And it's beautiful, actually. It's worth the amount that it is. Then there's also a bar, a nice bar where you can just sit and chill, have nice drinks, cold, nice drinks and snacks. Then you also have like another spot where you can get suya, you can get shawarma, you can get all the chop things, you know. They have that there too. Then there's also you can also do like the boat ride. Yeah, they have the boat ride. So if you've not been on a boat before, maybe like a speedboat and all that, this is an opportunity for you to actually be in one and even ride on water. I mean, the lagoon is quite big. And there's boat crews. There's also pedal boats. So that one is like the one you do manually with your legs. There's also bicycle boats. And then there's a bike ride, like the bicycle ride, which is really cool. You know, you still have time to have fun. Then there are like so many chilling spots where you can stay and take nice take pics. Yeah, the place is really, really amazing. Then there's also a coconut dispensary. I mean, why in the world would you come to Badagry and not have coconuts? Are you joking? Because that's like literally what they have. We have a lot of palm trees here and all that. So there's like coconut is their main product here. Coconut, palm wine and all that. But coconut is like the main thing when you come to Badagry. So there's a coconut dispensary there where you can like get coconuts and have the coconut juice. Then later they can open it up for you. And there's one fascinating thing that the guy did. You know, there's a way they cut out like a part of the coconut and then you can use it to scoop the fruit inside when you're done taking the juice. Like, it's really, really intriguing. It's beautiful, you know. Then they also have a fortune bridge. So it's called the fortune bridge. That bridge made my mom freak out a whole lot because you literally can see the water under. Like, you're walking on the bridge and you can see the water up close, the wave and everything. Looks like, oh, in your mind, you're like, what if this bridge just breaks? And my mom was literally not having it. Like, she was going out. Like, no, this is not right. But one thing they did there is they have like pads on the bridge for people who probably, like my mom, had the fright. So you can just walk on the pads and not have to notice that there's water under you. But aside that, it's really like a fun thing, you know. Then there's also a statue of the river goddess Yemoja in the middle of the lagoon. Not like the middle, but, you know, the place where the whole resort extends to. You have like the statue of the river goddess Yemoja. Then there's also an art corridor. So they're like different artworks of different artists and, you know, stuff like that. So it's just those monuments being placed there, here and there. And then they have a gym. They also have a multi-purpose hall for seminars and trainings and all that. So it's really a very lovely place. Like, it's very serene. You know, there are like different spots where you can sit and hang out and just have fun. So trust me, guys, it's somewhere you want to visit. Like, you really, really want to visit the place because it is awesome. Very, very awesome. I'm not even capping this time around. So if you actually want to spend time with family, you want to spend time with friends, you want to do your wedding shoot, honeymoon, whatever it is, you can always, always come to Whispering Palms in Badagry. It is an awesome place to be. Trust me, guys. And their suya is really great. Like, I'm not capping. It is great. Okay, so if you want to just chill out, you can come. And then there are other, like, tourist sites in Badagry that I'm sure you would want to, you know, visit. There is like the first story building, you know, and that building is still standing firm. It's still standing strong. So I'm sure you want to visit that building and see it. Although like everything about the building is still intact, like, but you know, it's old. So people, like, they don't take too many people walking into the house like that because it's still like the whole bamboo thing in the house. It's still standing strong. Then there's also like the point of no return. So the point of no return is where they took the slaves to and they never brought them back. I'm sure you want to visit that place. And this one, you are going to have to take a boat ride across the lagoon to that place. So it's something fun, you know. And then there's French Village. We have the French Village. We also have Badagry Heritage Museum. We have the Serike Abbas Slave Barracoon. Now, that place is awesome too because they have like a lot of rooms there, and then all the relics and all the chains, the materials, the pictures, the rooms where the slaves were kept, everything is like still intact. And I'm sure you want to visit that place because you'll be shocked at what our people really sold their own people for. Like, you really be shocked. I mean, how can you sell somebody for a dry gin bottle? It's an amazing place, and I'm sure you want to visit it, trust me. Then there's also the Agia Tree Monument. There's the Vlekete Slave Market, and there's, what's this place? There's Birefu Island. Yeah, that's the point of no return thing. It's an island on its own. Then there's Thomas Anglican Primary School. That's the Thomas Anglican Primary School, the first primary school in Nigeria. There's also the Royal Palace of the Paramount Ruler of Badagry Kingdom. And there's also Mobi Family Slave Relics Museum. There's the Agia Tree Memorial, which was the first place Christianity was first preached in Nigeria. So these are amazing places in Badagry that I'm sure you want to visit. Like, just take that time out, you know, just do something. Hit up a few friends and say, oh, what's up? Let's go see this place. Because even me, I want to actually visit these places one by one. I mean, out of everything, I think I've visited 3 places here. And there's more that I want to see. Or maybe 4. And there's more that I want to see. I mean, I can't be staying here and not know about the place. So, yeah, we're going to be doing this. Anyways, I just wanted you guys to know about my holiday and also know about the place called Whispering Palms, so you can have everything about it. If you're thinking of going to one fancy restaurant, I beg, save your money and come to Badagry and have fun and learn the history of your place and how things came to be in Nigeria, in Lagos State, in the world. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to this amazing episode on the Gist with Naya podcast. I'll be sharing a few videos, a few clips of my experience there and the place. I'll be sharing it on my social media story, and I'm going to save it there in the highlights, okay? I'm going to save it in the highlights or something on Instagram or Facebook. And then on Twitter, yeah, I'll use the fleets. I'll show you what it looks like so that you can, you know, have a grasp of what I'm talking about and create those images in your head while listening. All right. Thank you so much, guys. I really, really appreciate you every time you take a listen. I love you. Keep sharing, keep liking, commenting, reposting. You guys do so much for the Gist with Naya podcast. Ciao, ciao. Mwah.